Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
What did you say, Miss Message?
Look at all these letters.
That's what I thought you said. I just couldn't believe it. That's quite a stack. And after last night, when we only had one, I think we better get right to work.
No story? No poem?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's read some letters and then have a story.
Okay, here's the first one.
This the one you've just handed me?
Right. Uh-huh.
Oh, this is from Lynn Lohr. I thought Lynn would finally get around to writing. Dear Santa, says Lynn, I have tried to be a good girl. I want a Monopoly game, a Cher makeup kit, Charlie's Angels dolls, and the Charlie's Angels hideaway house, and a tape recorder. I live in Aroda. Love, Lynn Lohr. That's a very nicely written letter, Lynn. We'll stick it right in the mailbag for Sam.
And here's a letter from Amy Ray Yount. And Amy writes, Dear Santa Claus, my name is Amy Ray Yount, and I am 6 years old. I have been a pretty good girl this year. For Christmas, I would like for you to bring me a baby this and that, a record player, a play and make set, a lumpy bumpy set, and some new slides. And some new slides for my Viewmaster, and anything else you would like to bring me. I hope you have a Merry Christmas. Love, Amy Ray Yount.
Well, Amy, that's quite a list. A lumpy bumpy set. Miss Message, I don't know what that is. It sounds exciting. Looky here, would you? Aaron Hopkins from Unionville has written. Aaron wrote on November the 30th, and he wrote again on December the 5th. He, I guess, had forgotten, or he failed to add in a few things. So let me sort of put them all together here. Aaron writes, Dear Santa, I want a mini bike, a 10-speed bike, a pool table, electric race car, and track with the cars, and 2 BB guns. And over here in this letter, let's see, does he add any other things he wants? He'd like a big trampoline and $4,000, and that's about it. Did he say a sled there? Well, okay. Tell you what we're going to do, Aaron. That's such beautiful writing on the second letter, all decorated up. I just never saw so many squiggles all over it. Santa will enjoy seeing that letter, Aaron. And we'll just stick it in the mailbag for Sam the Courier Elf to take right along to Santa Claus.
And here's one from Christina Barrett, and she writes, Dear Santa Claus, I've been a very good girl. I want an Operation game, Holly Hobby oven, Superstar Barbie doll, slippers, Star Wars set, scissors, glue, paper, Baby Alive, a wheelbarrow for Daddy, a bracelet and necklace set. Love, Christina Barrett.
That's quite a list, Christina. And it's nice that you thought of Daddy and the wheelbarrow. Now, I guess we caught up a little tonight. Now, do we have time for a story from the pupils at Grimes School, Miss Message?
Sure do. Here, you read this one. I read the one last night.
All right, and that was a good one last night. We've got some competition here now. Ah, this is from Bridget Brzee. And she has written about Melvin's Christmas. And thank you, Bridget, for typing it so I can read it easily. Well, Melvin Mouse, writes Bridget. Melvin Mouse lived in a warm, cozy hole in the Benson's living room. He was the only boy mouse in his family, for his father had been killed by Tiger the Benson's cat. Melvin's younger sisters, Millie and Missy, were quite young when this accident happened, but Miranda, who was older than Melvin, remembered her father very well. Melvin's sisters all had small jobs to do every day, but Melvin thought he had the worst job of all. His job was to find food for the family, but he didn't fuss about it too much. One morning, a few days before Christmas, he suddenly remembered that he had not gotten a Christmas tree for the family, and his Aunt Mona, Uncle Marvin, and their 6 kids, who had come every Christmas since he could remember. A twig off of the Benson's tree always had served as a nice tree for the mice. The Benson's tree had been put up the day before on the far side of the room, near the fireplace. Melvin's father had always gotten the tree before, but this time he would have to do it. His father never let Melvin come with him because he was afraid that Tiger, the cat, would get him. The next morning, Melvin decided to get his tree while Tiger took a morning nap. This was probably the best time to do so, because Tiger had just eaten breakfast. Bridget Brzee's story goes on. Silently, Melvin slipped out of the hole and fell 2 inches to a very thin rug. As he picked himself up, he noticed a black line on the colorful rug. It seemed to lead to the huge tree on the other side of the rug. As he followed it, he saw a large lump lying on the line in the middle of the rug. The closer he came, the more familiar it looked. Shocked, he realized it was Tiger. With his heart thumping, he slowly inched around Tiger. At one point, Tiger sneezed. Give me a sneeze.
Achoo!
In his sleep. Terrified, Melvin raced to the tree. Finally, he reached his goal. Only having seen the tree at a distance, it looked huge. Silvery balls hung down from an assortment of candy canes, lights, and various other ornaments. Climbing slowly over the gaily decorated Christmas boxes, he soon picked a nice Christmas twig. When he had finished chewing it off, he dragged it back along the black line. Soon he came to Tiger, who, having eaten a big breakfast, was still dozing. Silently dragging the tree, he got around Tiger. As he was about 6 mouse jumps away from the hole, Tiger noticed him. Tiger bounded after him, and just as he leaped into the hole, Tiger made a grab for him, succeeding only in getting the end of the tree. Inside, Melvin's aunt, uncle, and their kids were all pulling the tree in. Gradually, the tree inched its way into the hole. When the mice looked out, they saw the Tiger was angrily pacing near the hole. Knowing he could not get them, they all put the tree up on the wooden stand that Melvin's father had made. Melvin's mother and sisters were angry at him for taking a big chance like that. But as the Christmas spirit grew warmer, they started decorating the tree. All too soon, the tree had been trimmed. To his surprise, it was Christmas Eve. All the children would be put to bed soon, and the parents would start putting the presents under his tree. To his surprise, Melvin's mother did not send them to bed immediately, but announced that his aunt and uncle and their 6 kids were going to live with them. To Melvin, this was the best news in the world, because one of his cousins was just his age and a boy. They had been the best Christmas ever. The story of Melvin's Christmas by Bridget Brzee. My goodness, Bridget, that's a lovely story.
It's a really good one.
Whew, I was afraid for a moment there. Having not read it all the way through, I didn't know how it was going to end up. I was glad it came out all right.
Yeah. And one more thing.
Hmm.
We were going to give the names of the winners in the Orange Christmas Parade.
Oh,
and
yes.
And here they are.
All right, let's have them there.
Okay, the first group was Civic, Religious, and Service Clubs. And first prize went to the Piedmont Technical Education Center. Second went to the Orange County Rescue Squad, and third to the Virginia Country Music Association from Virginia Beach.
As you know, there were decorated cars entered in the parade, but they were not judged, but just welcomed in the parade. The twirling and marching units, first prize went to Virginia Twirlettes of Fredericksburg, second prize to the Madison Mountainettes, third the Cavalettes of Charlottesville, and the Orange Twirlettes took fourth place.
Group four was the bands. And first place went to the Fork Union Military Academy, second to the Culpeper High School, and third to Orange County High School.
And then the outstanding entry was, if you saw the parade, the Piedmont Technical Education Center's airplane that was flying along in the parade. It was really quite an outstanding thing, and that won the prize for outstanding entry. And that is a lot of winners. So I congratulate all you winners, and also congratulations to everyone else who marched.
Now I guess I'll march right out and hang up the mailbag for Sam the Elf.
That's a good idea, Miss Message. Good night.
Good night, Mr. Postmaster. See you tomorrow.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox, or if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.